We are joined on the phone right now by Miles Kenyon. Miles, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Thanks for having me, Matt. I'm doing great.
Great chatting with you. I want to ask you about your new release, Roaches and Willie. Tell us a little bit about the new one and kind of how this one came to be.
Roaches and Willie is actually kind of like a fun little song about the end of the world. Basically, if the world came to an end, there'd be nothing left but the cockroaches and Willie Nelson. That man just seems to be invincible. So,
did you have a title? Like, it's very unique. Have you had that title for a little bit, kind of in the archives, or was this kind of a new idea here recently?
I had an idea to write a song about Willie Nelson a couple years back. Actually, a friend of mine, I came across when we were supposed to do a writing session together. And the weekend we were supposed to do it, he messages me. He's like, "I'm sorry, I can't do it. I got to go play Willie Nelson's 90th birthday party in L.A. Wow. this weekend." And I was like, "Oh, okay. You know, fair enough."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got the idea. I'm like, Willie, he's just such a pioneer of the country music industry and such a legend. So always wanted to write a song about him, and I just had to come across the right set of chords and felt inspired and wrote the song.
Right on. I love hearing kind of how songs that kind of come to be. That's really, really cool. Miles, what's kind of this year looking like for you? You planning to be pretty busy playing some live shows? What's 2025 looking like for you?
Yeah, I'm booking up quite a few. It's really starting to kick in. Got a few shows for Stampede in Calgary.
Oh, nice.
And then doing Country Thunder in Calgary. And hoping to do a few shows around Saskatchewan this summer. And
awesome. That's going to be pretty busy. It sounds like it's a lot of cool things and busy shows coming up on the way for you. And if people kind of haven't seen you perform live, what's kind of the playlist looking like for you? I'm always curious kind of the playlist. And I'm sure each show it kind of changes and you add something, you subtract things. Maybe you see what the crowd's feeling that night. In general, what's kind of the playlist looking like for you? Is it kind of covers and originals mixed together? What does it normally look like for you?
It's definitely covers and originals mixed together, probably 50-50.
Yeah.
And the show, like, depends on the vibe. Like, a show like Country Thunder, we're going to be putting on the party.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And then there's some other shows that I do that it's a nice, intimate environment.
Right.
Your storytelling. And, mm-hmm. And so every show is always a little different.
Very cool. You know, it's very right. So if you're playing like Country Thunder and the Stampede, it's I'm guessing a lot more kind of, like you said, party and having a good time. And then you have to kind of make a transition when you're playing the old songwriter rounds and that kind of thing, which I love a good songwriter round as well. The acoustic settings, that kind of thing. Those are very special as well. But I'm a fan of both. Miles, if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, how can they do so? Is there social media, their websites? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, on Instagram and Facebook, you can find me at Miles Kenyon Music. And then my website is milescanyon.ca.
Perfect. Miles, sounds like it's going to be a good year and a lot of cool things on the way from you. And again, we love the sound of the new tune. Thank you so much for your time today, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Matt.